Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home with free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 28th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it was a bare knuckles brawl, but I'm proud of the fact that he stood up to Donald Trump and the mistruths that he told.
Questions raised over Joe Biden's health after TV debate with Donald Trump and pilots to discuss escalating their industrial action at Aer Lingus. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, it got personal during the first TV debate between the two candidates vying to be US president. The CNN presidential debate saw disagreements on the economy, abortion and their records. The president criticized Donald Trump over his recent court cases, calling him a felon.
How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, of having sex with a porn star while your wife was pregnant? You have the morals of an alley cat.
I didn't have sex with a porn star, number one. We had a very terrible judge, a horrible judge, Democrat.
Some in Joe Biden's Democratic Party are now very worried following their candidate's performance in the first U.S. presidential TV debate. President Biden's team say he had a cold, and that's the reason for his hoarse voice, stumbling as he spoke, and seemingly random topic changes. The Biden campaign co-chair, Mitch Landrieu, spoke to NBC News afterwards.
I think that he's fine. I think he had a cold tonight. I think he looked a little sluggish when he came out. But as the night went on, I think he really kind of rose to the occasion. It's going to be a very, very difficult night. It was a bare knuckles brawl. But I'm proud of the fact that he stood up to Donald Trump and the mistruths that he told.
The Irish Airline Pilots Association is expected to escalate its industrial action against Aer Lingus as the pay row intensifies. Talks aimed at resolving the issue broke down yesterday, meaning the current indefinite work to rule remains in place, as well as an 8-hour stoppage tomorrow. IALPA met last night to consider its next steps. President of IALPA, Captain Mark Tai, says after yesterday's meeting with Aer Lingus, there's still a big gap between the two parties.
IALPA officially moved from its inflationary figure of 23.88%. The company has not moved from its statement that anything more than 12.25% will have to be funded by pilots' own payments through work practice changes.
68 serving members of the Defence Forces have criminal convictions or are currently before the courts on criminal charges ranging from drink driving to sexual assault. The figures contained in a report compiled by the Defence Forces Chief of Staff, Alan Cantwell, has more.
These figures come on foot of a review following the conviction of 22-year-old Cathal Crotty, who avoided a jail sentence for a violent attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick 2 years ago, and a separate case involving a naval service member who is still serving after being convicted of assault causing harm last November. When informed of this second case, Micheál Martin requested a report from the Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces to find out how many serving members of the force have civil convictions or are before the courts. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said that Micheál Martin is adamant that the Defence Forces is a place where no one convicted of serious physical assaults, sexual offences or domestic or gender-based violence can continue to be in active service.
Ursula von der Leyen will go forward for a second term as president of the European Commission. EU leaders spent an hour last night considering and voting on the package of top jobs. Ms. von der Leyen now needs to win the approval of a majority in the European Parliament. The Lewis is no longer a teenager. The light rail system that carried 48 million passengers last year turns 20 this weekend. One in four people in Dublin now live within a kilometre of a Lewis stop. Paul Balmer famously drove the first tram through a giant screen on launch day back in 2004.
I am now known as the guy from the Reading in the Years. So every time it's on RTE, I get these little video clips from staff members and family members. So it's my claim to fame from the Lewis. I'm here 21 years now and I'm still known as the Reading in the Years guy.
In entertainment news, it's officially Taylor Day. Taylor Swift brings her $1 billion Eras tour to Dublin's Aviva for the first of three sold-out nights tonight. Fans from all over the world are travelling to Dublin, bringing friendship bracelets and homemade outfits with them. We asked these fans what they're most excited for in the show, and they all agree on one thing.
Probably like surprise songs and the Reputation era.
Yeah, and like the smallest man who ever lived.
The surprise songs, 100%. I'm hoping Crazier again, but probably won't be that lucky.
For her to be in the same room as me, I'm going to be sick. Like, awesome. I don't know how I'm going to handle it.
Also, the surprise songs, can't wait.
Surprise songs.
I'm like, the new set for Tortured Poets.
Yeah, I have to say the same. And whatever surprise songs we get, we love the surprise songs.
And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne boss Damien Duff has warned his players not to let concentration slip as the League of Ireland returns from its mid-season break. The Premier Division leaders welcome Galway United to Talca Park tonight. Derry City start the night 2 points off the summit. They entertain Drogheda United. Tributes to Tommy Gorman are likely to precede tonight's meeting of Sligo Rovers and Shamrock Rovers at the Showgrounds. Waterford resume away to Dundalk, and there's a Dublin derby at Richmond Park where St Pat's face Bohemians. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Chicago, Wayfair's big sale is on now. It's Way Day. For 3 days only, now through October 7th, get up to 80% off online and at the new Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette. Score furniture, cookware, holiday decor, and more. Way Day is the sale to stock up for the season ahead. Plus, enjoy family fun and in-store surprises. Shop Wayfair's big sale now through October 7th online and at the Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette.
Wayfair, every style, every home.